We're in the middle of Simon Ayin Hey. We started with Aleph. I don't think we finished Aleph. Let's go through Aleph again. Okay. So this is, like we mentioned, the topic of Lo Yireh Bacha Ervas Davar. That when we are involved in holy matters, learning Torah, davening, brachos, kriyashma, v'chadome, you can't do that while seeing Erva. So up to now, in Siman Ayin Dalet, Erva was just described as one specific place and a man and one specific place and a woman. That was Erva. Now we're going to extend that definition to include basically the entire body of a woman that is normally covered. Is that Daraisa Derabanan? It seems like it's Derabanan. The Chayyadam has a suffix. Is it Daraisa Derabanan? Mishra seems to say it's Derabanan. So let's start. Tefach, Mugula Beisha, Bamakum Shadarka Lachasoso, a Tefach, which is uncovered in a woman, on a part of the woman's body that's normally covered. Afilu he ishta, even if it's a wife. Asur likros kriya shema kenegda. He's not allowed to say shema in front of her. So here the Mishnah Yosef Katan Aleph tells us, v'nei shezem mevid la'adam l'day hear her k'shem estakabo. Therefore, b'chval ervehi. Because if he's looking at this part of the body, he's going to lead to hirhurim. Therefore, it's considered erva. So to me, that sounds like it's the Rabbanim.
Why don't we just say that asur look at it? Why did it go on shema?
Very good. That's an excellent point. It is us to look
like it
at
it.
It
makes me think that it's okay to look.
No, it's not. Come on, don't no, good. No, very good. It's not okay. It's not okay to look, but for Shema, it's extra not okay to look. So hold on. So if it's about his wife, so that's the Gemara's question. Then the Gemara says, can we discuss this on Thursday? The Gemara says, Lamai, for what? If it's about looking at her, you're not even allowed to look at her pinky, if your intention is to be Nana from the woman. So the Gemara concludes, Ela be'ishto l'kriyashma. No, this is talking about his wife and Kriyashma. Saying Kriyashma in front of his wife. So, be'ishto l'kriyashma, so, right, in Echinami. He's not allowed to look. He's not allowed to see her body if it's not his wife, if it's not covered. So he's saying, so what's the point of telling you can't say Krishna? Okay, you also can't say Krishna. Let's leave it at that. The Rashi makes that point. Rashi says, Listakule really calls Krishna. We'll find this Rashi somewhere. Rashi does make that point. Rashi says both. Lihistakel v'chein b'ishto l'krishma. And even the Gemara says, Tefach b'isha erva, what is that referring to? The histakel is not allowed to look at it. If it's another woman, if it's his wife, and she's not in need, that he'd be allowed to look at it, but he can't say kriyashma. So here we're talking about, right, we're talking about everybody. You're saying, why don't you say, anyway, you can't look. Okay, inachanami. There could be nafkaminas. I don't want to get into it today, because really covering sivav. Closing his eyes, is that good enough? Could be that's not good enough. So obviously, I'm not allowed to look at a woman. Close my eyes, I'm not looking at the woman. But it could be I can't say kriyashma, even in front of the woman, she's not dressed properly, even if I close my eyes. Things like that. Because you have to repeat kriyashma. Okay, that we're not going to get into so much right now. Okay, so again, tefach mugul b'isha b'makom shadaki l'chasosov, it's normally covered. I feel the ishto osur likros kriyashma connected. It's not allowed to say kriyashma in front of her because it leads to hirhurim, and therefore it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah it's midrabanan, and they made it kamo neged erva mamish, as if he's in front of erva mamish. It says osur likros l'haski shum davar shebekedusha neged zeh kamo neged erva mamish. Okay, then he gets into closing eyes and turning around, and that we're going to say for sivav. Haga v'yesh omrim dafke v'ishto, right? It says li'ishto l'kriyashma. Tefach v'yesh erva li'ishto l'kriyashma. What if it's not ishto? Then maybe even if it's not tefach. So that's what Ramah brings down, I think, from Haga's Maimon. V'yesh omrim dafke v'ishto v'yesh acheres v'pachas min tefach ave erva. He can't say kriyashma even in front of less than a tefach of a woman. Now we also had the Bach, we discussed this last week, the Bach pointed out, says tefach b'isha erva, then says shok b'isha erva. Shok is a machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazanish. Is a shok a calf or is a shok a thigh? The Mishnah Berurah says it's a thigh, the Chazanish says it's a calf. A very big nafkamina. So the Mishabir Sivkatan Zion brings down the Bach. Why didn't you say Teva Bisheva, Shok Bisheva? It's coming to tell that a Shok is a super personal part of a woman's body, and therefore even less than a Tefach is going to be Asa. And that's what the Mishabir brings down in Sivkatan Zion, as the Yesh Omrim, the Mashok Megula, a Yesh Omrim, the Philip Beishto, even his wife, who Pachas me Tefach, Asa Likros, Negda, Shumakum, hear her, Yoser. Mishar Ivar. I'm not sure. That's what it sounds like. I'm not sure. It could be the Chazon Ish. I don't know. It could be the stockings are good or not. Well, she can't wear a whole body in stockings, right? So, if you hold that it's Erva, so then maybe stockings is not good enough.
Why? It's covering.
She can't wear tight pants. She can't wear she can't walk around in a.
She has clothes on.
She can't walk around whole body in stockings, right?
Yeah.
That's not enough of a covering. So if the calf is really an Erva, maybe that shouldn't be enough of a covering.
Oh, I see what
you're saying. Okay. Okay, I don't think we go so far. Okay. Now the Rama says, Vinirim Dibri Arosh. Okay, hold on. Did we get to the Mishmur Sivkatan Beis. Okay, parts of the body that of a woman's body normally covered. Mishmur Sivkatan Beis. Well, Panavi Adak via Minik Shadek Lus Magula Bosamakum. Her face, which is normally uncovered, her hands, which are normally uncovered. The Khaib Parasos Regal Ad Hashok, Lu Adamakum Shinikra Kini Balashan Ashkenaz. So the Mishmur says until the knee is not considered ever, but Makum Shadak and Lelech Yachiv Mutulikos Kinegda. So her face, you gotta say Shema in front of the face, in front of her hands, and in front of calves, according to the Mishnah Berurah. If it's the makom to go around with your calves showing. In Beitar, it is not the derech for women to have their calves showing. They, basically, the accepted practice in Beitar is to wear, whatever they're called, stockings, tights, I don't know what the difference is. Okay? But if in a place where that is normal, so the Mishnah Berurah holds that that's okay. The Chazon Ish holds it's not okay. He holds that that's what the Gemara is talking about, that's shok, and that's, that even if they walk around like that, it's not acceptable. But the Mishnah Berurah holds that that is okay. Shekem and Sherogim and about the hero, since it's a part of the body that's normally shown, in this place, that's the way they walk around, so it's not a place, it's not gonna lead to hero, because it's something they're accustomed to. But if it's normal, like in Beitar, to cover the calves, so then it will, the shear of the calves that you can't say Kriyashma would be a tefach. Aval, Mishnah Berurah continues, Ra'oseha, her upper arm, vishoka, her thigh, I feel regil and ledech magula, kedarcha prutzos, even if in that place women walk around in shorts and tank tops, nonetheless it's going to be awesome. That's not dependent on the minig amakom. So there's certain things we're going to see, and we get to hair, there's something called das moshe, das yud. Das moshe is awesome in atoira, das yud, this is dependent on the minig amakom, how the kosher women act. So, over here, you see that Mishmur says, by the calves, he says it depends on what's normal in that place. But he's not going to say that by thighs. He's not going to say that by the upper arm. Okay, now, the Beis Yosef brings down the Shittas of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah holds all this is really only talking about, he can't say Shema. This sort of relates to your question. He can't say Shema while looking at the woman with intentions to enjoy what the woman looks like. But if he just happens to have a woman in front of him, even if she's not dressed properly, then he can say Shema, even if he sees her. It's only a problem if he's mistakel. There's like ri'ya, where he sees, but he's not looking mistakel, he's looking. So Rabbeinu Yonah says only if he's looking. Beis Yosef brings it down in the Beis Yosef. The Bach says, all the posts disagree, he doesn't like Rabbeinu Yonah at all. The Mishnah Berurah, my understanding is, he doesn't bring down this Rabbeinu Yonah la halacha, but he uses the Rabbeinu Yonah in a bidyavid situation. That means, what do I mean bidyavid? There's a discussion, look at Mishmur Sivkatan Dalid. He's not allowed to say Shema in front of parts of her body that are uncovered. So, what if he did? Does he have to repeat Kriyashma? I am Bepri Magadim, Mishmur Berurah Sivkatan Dalid. I am Bepri Magadim Shevi Deos, Ian Diavid Bazeh, Im Tzarech Lachs Over Likros, more than Erva Gemura. If he said Shema in front of Erva Gomer, let's say a man in front of a man, his roommate. His roommate's walking out of the shower, he's saying Shema facing his roommate, wearing no clothes. He's not Yotzei Kriyas Shema. It's awesome in a Torah to do such a thing. He's not Yotzei Kriyas Shema. What if he does that with a woman whose shoulder is showing? So here, the Mishnah, so that's a machlokes. And now the Mishabura concludes, skip a line, Umikomakom Nirali, says the Mishabura. The Kishalon is covering the stakel. He's not intending to look at the woman's shoulder. He just happens to see it. He would not have to repeat Krishma. It means he's not allowed to say Krishma. The Mishabura is not passing like Rabbi Yonah, but he's using Rabbi Yonah as this Bidi Ebed, he would not have to repeat Krishma. Otherwise, perhaps he would. That's a big machlokas over here. Okay, now the age that the Bir Halacha brings down the age, Bir Halacha Dimasul Tefach Mugula, he says we're talking about a 3-year-old girl. That is basically from the age of 3 in places like Beitar, they are makbid that the girls should already dress, fully dressed. And if it's his daughter, Rimi Bito, who miyud al shanabeil. So his daughter only applies from age 11. In terms of not making brachas in front of his daughter who's not dressed properly, that's only from age 11. But if it's not his daughter, from age 3. The famous Chazanish disagrees with this Mishabura and says, no, the age is not 3. The age is when she starts more to look like a woman, which they claim is age 7. I don't want to debate the age. I don't know why a 7-year-old looks like a woman. I don't know what it means to look like a woman. What are we talking about? She has long, pretty hair. She got long, pretty hair at age 3. You're talking about having a chest. She's not going to have a chest at 7, at 8, at 9, at 10, at 11, usually. Okay, so I don't know. I'm just telling you what it says in the books. Okay, now there's a controversial rush. Okay, we can try to move because we have a lot to do. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, look at the again, Sifkaton Zion, which we did the first line, which is the Bach, that if it's not his wife, even less than a tefach, no, I'm sorry, even if it's wife, if we're talking about a very personal part of the body, like a shok, even less than a tefach is going to be asur. Okay? Now, he continues in Mishabura. The cause lo ari el in yisr kriyashma. This was your question. That itzul habri poskim likros negin amagula afila b'lo mechavin listakule. Most poskim, not Rabbi Yonah, but everybody else holds, basically, that even if he does not have intentions to stare at her, it's still going to be usr. Aval le'inyin itzur histaklus. But now we have two things going on here simultaneously. One is an itzur to look at women, and the other is an itzur to say krishma in front of erva. So when it comes to histaklus, the kule yama mistakla b'isha afila b'etz v'ketana. Everyone agrees, if he looks at a woman, even her pinky, if he's looking at her to enjoy the view, over belav delo sasuru acharei nechem. He's over the lav that we say every day, twice a day in Krishma, lo sasuru acharei nechem. Va'amru, Chazal, very stark. Sha'afil yesh b'yad Torah ma'isin tovim. Even if he has a lot of Torah, a lot of ma'isin tovim, lo yinokem idina shagehenim. That's the quote from the Gemara. Okay, that in our door, that is whatever. That's the nisayin of our door. That even via termites and toivim, if he's enjoying the view of women, lo yinakev dinish againim. Now, uriya ba'alma lefituma, but just seeing the woman, you know, happen to see the woman below nana, he's not looking at her to enjoy the view, it's going to be mutter. Imam mitara musr. Mitara musr, it's proper not to look at women at all. A person who is an adam choshev, he should never look at women. Because of a prima garden, diba makoma, shedach yos mechusa. So parts of her body that are supposed to be covered, says the Mishabura, after Yibam Asa, even if he's not looking to enjoy, just seeing it is Asa. He's not even allowed to see it, you know, happen to see it. Now he concludes, in terms of the concept of Arayas and women that are prohibited, because suppose him, the Besulos Didam B'chal Nidus HaMishagil is Man Veses B'chal Arayas. Every girl from basically from the age of 12, she starts having a period, she becomes a Nida, Nida's an Erva Daraisa, she doesn't go to the mikvah until, let's say, the night before her wedding, and then she'll be met with her husband, no one else. So every girl from the age of 12 is a Din Erva Daraisa. All that's involved in that, which we're not going to get into right now. Okay. Now here comes the rush. The Ramah quotes a controversial Rosh. V'nira m'divei Rosh. It sounds like from the Rosh, the tefach b'isha erva afilu isha acheres. It sounds like the concept of tefach b'isha erva that one woman cannot make a bracha in front of her friend, her roommate, her female roommate's shoulder. Like we said from the Mishnah in Chala, if a woman is sitting down and her erva, her real erva is covered, the rest of her body is uncovered, she can still make a bracha. But the Rush says, supposedly, that one woman cannot make a bracha in front of a shoulder of another woman. Now, the Mishnah says, Sivkat Naches, Aval HaRajba Cholek Al Zeh. The Rajba disagrees. V'tama Disrede Zichecha Deba Atzmi Cholek Al Zeh Aruma. If it was Erva Mamish, then she wouldn't be able to say it in front of herself, right? A man, without any clothing, cannot say a bracha if he does this. It's an Issa Daraisa, let's say. Gili Erva. So, if the woman's shoulder has the same din as an erva, so then forget about her friend. She should not be able to make a bracha herself. But you see, the Mishnah says she can make the bracha herself. So what's the difference between she making the bracha herself and her friend making the bracha in front of her? So the Rashba disagrees with the Rush. He says the whole thing is Elala Anashi Mishum Hiro. The whole thing is for men who are going to have Hihurim. But for an Isha is no problem. Then he says, "V'achronim askimim im Rashba." The Achronim agree with the Rashba against the Rush. But not only that, "Daitan deganda Rush model is that they say there's a mistake in the Rush. It's all a diuk in the Rush. The Rush uses the word acheres, which is, you know, grammar means another woman. But they say it should say achrisi, it should say acherim. It's a toss off in the Rush. Even the Rush didn't mean to say it. So whether the Rush did or did not mean to say it doesn't really matter. The Rashba disagrees with the Rush and the." The post can go with Shitas HaRashba against the Rush. Okay, that is the conclusion of Sif Aleph. Okay, Sif Beis. Sif Beis is a famous sugya of Seir B'Isha Erva. The Gemara says the same Gemara that says Tefach B'Isha Erva and Shok B'Isha Erva says Seir B'Isha Erva. Kol B'Isha Erva, we'll get to hopefully tomorrow, and Seir. A woman's hair is Erva. So this is basically split up into two sections. One is the Chiv of a woman to cover her hair, and the other is the ramifications as it relates to saying Kriya Shema in front of the hair. Also, like you're saying, to look at the hair. Okay, we're not going to have time to do all this now, but let's start. Let's do the first half. So, there's a Mishnah Ksubas. The Mishnah Ksubas says the following women go out without a Ksuba. It has two categories. Overes Aldas Moshe, and Overes Aldas Yehudis. Right, we already said that before. Okay, the Gemara says, what Das Moshe is considered Daraisa. The Gemara says, what's Das Moshe? Good example. She feeds him treif. She doesn't go to the mikvah and she says she does. She, basically, not only she's sinning, but she's causing her husband to sin with serious errors. So he divorces her, no ksuba. Then the Gemara said, what Das Yehudis? So Rashi translates Das Yehudis, Shenogu Benos Yisrael. This is the minag, or the way Benos Yisrael have been knowing. Afagav do ksiva, even though it's not written anywhere. And then the Gemara says, what's Das Yehudis? If she goes out with her hair uncovered. So then the Gemara asks, goes out with her hair uncovered. Daraisahi, that's not, so that's who this is, something that is the Rabbanon or less than the Rabbanon. It's a minag, it's the Nogu Benos Yisrael. So how could you put going out with her uncovered hair in that category? It's Daraisa. Well, how is it Daraisa? So Gemara brings a pasuk by Sota. When a woman's a Sota, she's suspected of being unfaithful. It says, Uparas Rosh Isha. They uncover her hair. V'tana, the Rabbi Shmuel, they learned in the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel, that this pasuk Azhara Lebnos Yisrael Shelo Yetzu Beprua Rosh. That this is a din daraisa, the woman must cover her, we'll say the word hair for now, even though we'll soon see that that's not necessarily 100% accurate. Okay, but a woman has to cover her head. Paras Rosh Isha, they uncovered the woman's head. That's a din daraisa. How could you put that in the Durabanon category or the minin no gubernos Yisrael? It's ksiva, right? Rashi says it's not written anywhere. It's written, it's a pasuk in the Torah. So Gemara concludes, there's two ways of covering the hair. Daraisa kalsa shapidami minatora. She needs some sort of, it's like a basket or some sort of thing that's going to cover her head, even though it's not fully covering her hair. If it's not fully covering her hair because the hair is sticking out or because there's holes in it, it's a different opinion exactly what kind of hair covering mechanism this is. But basically, it's covering her head, but not enough of her hair. With very big holes. And that, but Das Yehudis, so let's say she puts on this kalsa. So Minatera, she fulfills her obligation. She's covering her head, but her hair is not covered. or enough of her hair, or let's say all her hair, or enough of her hair is not covered. So that's the Gemara is not going to say. Goes on to say, Das Yehudis, I feel kalsa nami yaser. Das Yehudis, the nogu b'nos Yisrael to dress a certain way, a kalsa is not enough. So what are we talking about in the Mishnah? Not that she goes out with her head uncovered, because that's also in the Torah. That's much worse than a breach of Das Yehudis. But Das Yehudis is she goes out with like a half a covering. So let's just, I like these words even though they're not necessarily 100% accurate, but they fit very nicely. Minatara, she has to cover her head. And Midas Yehudis, she has to cover her hair. Okay, head, hair. Obviously, some of the hair is on the head, but a woman's hair can come all the way out here, here. Okay, or it has holes in it, so you see through the, whatever it is. Okay, then the Gemara goes on to say, Rabbi Yochanan, kalsa emba mishum prurosh. If a woman goes out with a kalsa, she's not considered to have her hair uncovered. So, as for Zeva, what are we talking about? Eva going out into the shuk, that's the Yudis. She's not allowed to go out into the marketplace with this kalsa. It's not enough of a hair covering. Ella must be, it's in the chatzar. It's in her private chatzar. Well, a chatzar is not, you learn Erevin, a chatzar is not so private, but it's not the marketplace, it's not, you know, it's a, usually, 2, 3, 4, 5 houses share one chatzer. They're going into the chatzer. So the Gemara has a phrase like this. Im kein, if so, lo heinach da bas la avim avinu shir shevis tachas baila. No women are allowed to stay married. No women are allowed to stay married if you're so strict on them in her chatzer. Then Abaye says, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about going from one chatzer to another chatzer through a mavoi. So it's not the shuk, it's not the chatzer, it's like a semi-private or a semi-public. Semi-public, we'll call it. Okay. Now, the question, what does this Gemara mean? That if it means that there's no kalsa emba mishum prua rosh, and we're talking about in the chatzer, if she wears a kalsa into the chatzer, it's not a problem of prua rosh. So if you say, im kein lo yinach labas lavram avinu, so there's two ways of understanding that. You can understand that. Tosa says like this. In her chatzer, she does not need to have her hair covered at all. That's what Tosa says. Rashi, I didn't understand Rashi like that, but the Bach quotes Rashi as saying that. The Ran says like that. Then there's another whole, you know, slew of, there are other poskim. Okay, like the Bach himself, he brings down, claims the Rambam's on his side, claims the Torah's on his side, the Beis Yosef disagrees, the Arach, there's a big machlokas over here, and they say no. Even in her chatzir, she can't be without a kalsa. She always has to have her hair, in the chatzir, she has to have her head covered. Maybe not her hair covered, but her head has to be covered even in her chatzir. Now, comes along, basically, the Chasam Sofer, and he extends chatzir to cheder. Meaning a chatzer is like a semi-private place. There could be other men coming in. And he extends that to cheder, her bedroom. And the Chasam Sofer is very shtaki. All the woman's hair has to be covered, bakol mikol kol, every hair, every second, all the time.
How can you do that?
Hold on. Now, there's a Zohar that supports the Chasam Sofer. And there's a Gemara in Yuma, the famous Gemara in Yuma, that there was a woman, Kimchis, who was very careful never to uncover her hair, and she was zocha that her sons went on to become Kohanim Gedolim. Okay, so we have a major league machlokes haposkim, basically. Although the Chasam Sofer does extend the Bach. The Bach says Chatzer, which itself is a Chumrah. Rashi, Tosis, the Ran disagree with that even. And then the Bach says Chatzer, okay, that's a Chumrah. He has people on his team, and then Chasam Sofer extends that to Cheder, which is a huge Chumrah. But you do have the Zohar that says that very stark, and you also have the story of Kimchas. So this is a big machlokes. So basically, the Mishnah Berurah here brings down the Magen Avraham, brings down, basically says Meikra Din, it is mutter for a woman in the privacy of her own home to have her hair uncovered. Then he brings down the Zohar, and then he concludes it's Ra'ui Linho Kah Zohar.
What when you say hair uncovered, you mean her head has to be covered, or not at all?
Right, we're saying the head. I'm sorry. Right. I don't know. It's a good question. Okay, the machlokas haposkim refers to the head, not the hair. You're right.
Oh.
The head has to be covered. Does the head have to be covered in the privacy of her own house, or does the head not have to be covered? The Zohar talks about the hair. He says explicitly the hair, and talks about
the hair.
What?
Says saying Chasam Sofer is the hair?
Chasam Sofer is the hair. Like the Zohar. Yeah. I think so. Kachivanti. Yeah. And Kimchis. Yeah. So Rav Moshe has the following. Rav Moshe Fein says the following. He says that, well, the Achronim, he says Amater. Not like the Bach. Now, it's very interesting because the Mishnah Berurah brings down
Matir what?
Not having the head covered in the house. So the Bir Alacha Dibra Masla Michutz Tzimtan, which we didn't look at the Shulchan Aruch yet. He says the Inyan Iker Isa Gilui Sayar De Isha, like three quarters of the way, or I don't know, maybe it's there's two different pages. So on this page, it's the five lines up from the bottom. The Inyan Iker Isa Gilui Sayar De Isha Kasev Amalek Avram Hashem Atosis Tiksuvet the Davka B'Shuk Aser Avah B'Chotzer She'en Hashem Mitzvim Shem Mutam Nelech B'Gilui Arosh. She can have her head uncovered in the privacy of her own home. Avah B'Zohar Pashas Naso Hichmir Meod Shelo Yirashu. Not even one hair sticking out, the Zohar says. V'chein ra'ui linhog. I can't lush an amagin of Rome. Okay, I once got to fight with someone. What does v'chein ra'ui linhog? Someone should tell me she has to do it. That's not what it sounds like to me. V'chein ra'ui linhog. That is recommended. Okay, now the next page over here of the Bir Halacha, he seems to come out much more stark. I don't know. He brings down that Tosis is Mako. He says, but it's not so posh. He says on the fourth line, Hasmag, Kasa B'Shem Yushalmi Le'isa, V'chein Das HaTur Sham. Although I don't know why he says that. That's the Machlokes, but he says to Bach what the Torah's opinion is. V'Bach Kasa Sham Shekein Das HaRambam, U'mofraish Gam HaShash Shalan. Okay, that's what explains our Gemara. Shebegili Mamish Afilu B'Chedra Asur. In her Cheder, Uba B'Shmua Kasa D'Lefim in a Gain Avedas Yehudis. So that's all discussion in the house. Then he wants to bring those who say that the meaning is that she covers every hair in the house. Like the Tzar. I don't know. So Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't say that. Rav Moshe Feinstein says like this. He says, it's mashma from all the Achronim that it's mutter. He says, this is a very interesting lashon, because the Chasam Sofer said it, it is ro'i l'hachmer ke'chasam Sofer. Why? Ho'il v'yotzo mi'pi ga'on gadol kamahu. Because he was such an Adam Gadol, you should be machmer like the Chasam Sofer. Even though he disagrees with him 1,000%. But he says, for covenant of the Chasam Sofer, this is not what it's ro'i for a woman to do this. And you have the concept of the tzniyus of Kimchus, that she covered all her hair and she had sons with Tamid, who are Kohanim Gedolim. Then he's like this, but Poshit, says the Moshe, HaRotzos LaHakel, a woman does not want to do this, is not considered Oiveres al Das Yehudis. There's no problem with Das Yehudis here. And he says, even a Tamil Chacham and Yirei Shemayim should not refrain from marrying such a woman if she is, has Yirei Shemayim, Midakdegas B'mitzis, and has Balas Midas Tovos. The fact that she doesn't want to cover her hair in the privacy of her own home, not a reason not to marry her. And if you're already married to her, certainly a reason to keep your mouth shut. Anyone who's married knows that you can't tell your wife what to do. So don't bother. But me'ikar din is mutter. No, it's a dangerous thing to talk about because I don't know what people do. And it's a big deal, you know, like, you know, for cover the chasam sofer, she should never ever uncover her head. Like,
Moshe is all the way on one side. He says she can go with nothing on her.
In the house.
Yeah.
If there are no men there. Not if there are men there.
Not her husband?
No, her husband's right. Okay.
But the chasam sofer, you think go all the way to the other extreme.
Yes, all the way to the other extreme. Right, so there's basically four areas that are discussed in Halacha. There's the Shuk, that's a marketplace. There's outside the Chatzer, which is like semi-public. Then there's the Cheder, Mamish or bedroom, Mamish a private place, but no one's there. And then there's the Chatzer, which is like semi-private. And yeah, it's a big machlokas. I don't know.
Sounds like the Chasam Sofer's whole thing is from Zohar.
No, the Chasam Sofer's thing is how you understand that Gemara. That talks about the Chatzer. But he just jumps from the Chatzer to the Cheder. But, I don't know, when you read the Bach, I think he jumps from the Bach, but it's not so simple, because even in the Bach, he does write that there's nobody there. Well, what does that mean, there's nobody there? In the Chatzer, there are people there. Like, you learn Erevin, you learn where the Chatzer is. There's a bunch of families share a Chatzer, so there's people there. But he does throw in that line, which sounds like, if you hold that way in the Chatzer, if you hold the chatzer, there's no people there, so what's a chatzer with no people in? A cheder, your private room. But it's based on how they learn Gemara. So, Rav Moshe holds his mutter, maker adin. The Mishnah Berurah also holds his mutter, maker adin. The Magen Avraham holds his mutter, maker adin. The Beis Yosef holds mutter, maker adin. And, whatever, this is, I'll just tell you one, end with a story. They told Rav Nemenzel's mother that the Chazon Ish's mother said that from the time she got pregnant with the Chazon Ish, she didn't have her hair uncovered for 1 second. And when they told that to Rav Avigdor Nemenzel's mother, she said, when I got pregnant with my son Rav Avigdor, the chief rabbi of the city, I also did not uncover my hair for 1 second. So it's a very chashuva thing to do, but not an easy thing to do, to always have the hair covered. Now, I don't know if this is the right. So this is made, so there are, I don't know if this is exactly the marker for shaving head, I'm not sure. But if you look at the Gemara in Yuma, there's a Tosfos Yeshanim there, clearly it says not like that. Because he says she always covered her head when she could have her hair covered. I mean, in the shower, she didn't have her hair covered. I mean, she didn't shave her head.